Okay, I'm assuming most of you are going to hear this while you're sitting in a nice, comfortable church pew, probably on a nice, comfortable Sunday morning. And to most of you, it probably won't have any impact whatsoever. And I'm sorry, but that's up to you and God. But for my part, just wanted to let you know. 29 years ago, God put me in a position where I was dealing with children and their well-being, like what's being presented to you with Royal Families Kids Camp. And somewhere along the line in that 29 years, I kind of lost sight of who was in control of that process. In fact, I more than kind of lost sight of it. I somewhere along the line decided I was in control, and God pretty well let me go. And at some point, I didn't just run the train off the tracks and into the ditch. I ran the train off the track, across the ditch, and right into the brick wall. And it took a while, and one day I was sitting just like most of you in the church pew, and Jonda got up and started talking about Royal Family Kids Camp. And on that particular day, God said, okay, you did it your way. Now, let's try it my way. And he did. And I got up off out of the pew, and I went back, and I signed up. And I did my first year as a cousin. And then I did my second year as a cousin. And we were talking about what you're hearing right now throughout the week of us trying to get folks to be willing to do this. And it wasn't until this morning when we, as the folks that are working with the kids, were having our time of talking together and studying our Bible together. And one of the young ladies in the group made a comment, and I just went and looked up the scripture, and it really brought home what it is we're doing here. And you know, this morning I also read from my Oswald Chambers devotional book. I can't with my words make any of you do anything. The greatest preachers in the world can't save you. Only God and His convicting can ever get any of us out of the pew and off of our tail ends and out to do what it is that He has for us to do. And oh, by the way, I will tell you that by the end of the process, yes, you're a blessing to these children, but you're also, you are the one that receives the blessing. But I want you to take a look with me in the book of James, in the first chapter, and it's verse 27. And listen closely, if you will, to what it is that God says about what it is we're doing. Verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit the orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. I know that probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because the children we're dealing with, in your minds, and in most of ours, till I got to thinking about it, how do they fit into that? Folks, how they fit into that is modern day America. We don't have a whole lot of orphans like they did in biblical times when parents died young, and there, I'm sure, were lots of orphans. What we have are orphans created by the world in which we now live. All of these kids that we're working with at Royal Family Kids Camp are orphans. They have parents who have, through their own sinful choices, decided that their lives and their lifestyle is more important than providing a godly home and a godly upbringing for them. They've created nightmare situations that these children are forced to live in every day. And the state, that being, I guess, the collective of all of us, has decided that we can't let children just live in those situations, so we've got to take them out of those homes. But what is there when we take them out of those homes? Who's going to be the ones that are going to show them the love, that are going to show them how it is that you become a productive person in society? And also, the most important thing, who's going to show them who Jesus is, why they need him in their life, and point the way to salvation? It's only those of you sitting in the pew. Now, if God can't convict you out of his word, I can't, but I pray that he does.